Hello, today the church celebrates the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 to 16a. Jesus told his disciples this parable: "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, 'You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just.' So they went off. And he went out again around noon, and around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' They answered, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You too go into my vineyard.' When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first.' When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat.' He said to one of them in reply, 'My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?' Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The lives of the saints stand out because they are radiant reflections of God's unimaginable generosity. Like the landowner in the parable, like our Lord, they give without calculating the cost. They reflect God's goodness in their words and deeds and attitudes because they are constantly filled with that same goodness. St. Teresa of Calcutta was a great example of this. When she would visit the missionaries of charity convents which she founded, she would rise early on the last day of her visit and clean all the bathrooms before the rest of the sisters woke up. Father Sebastian Vahakala, a priest connected to the Missionaries of Charity, describes how he learned Christian charity from her. He said that one day he was working at the Home for the Dying in Calicut, Calcutta. An ambulance brought in a man whom Father Sebastian recognized immediately. He had been to the home several times. He told Mother Teresa there would be no reason to take him in again, as he would leave as soon as he felt better. He said the man wasn't dying and was taking advantage of their generosity. Mother Teresa looked at him and said, "Does this man need your help now or not? It does not matter that he was here yesterday or not, or that he is going to come back again tomorrow. We do not have yesterday anymore, nor do we have tomorrow yet. All that we have is today to love God and serve the poor." That's just a tiny peek at the generosity that constantly abounds from God's heart towards all of us. God's generosity is incredible, but one of its most amazing expressions is often missed. The landowner in today's parable gave the workers real work to perform in his vineyard, even if the pay far outweighed the exact amount of work that each did. And Jesus does the same thing with us. He lets us make a real contribution to our eternal joy and that of others by loving Him, serving others, and building up the body of Christ on earth. In Jesus, our words, actions, and attitudes toward others have meaning. We are members of His mystical body. We are His hands, His feet, His eyes, and His mouth. In serving others, especially those most in need, we serve Christ and store up for ourselves an eternal treasure in heaven. When we remain faithful to Jesus' teachings, even under pressure and humiliation and even the threat of persecution, we glorify God and add to our reward in heaven. When we help others come closer to Jesus through our words, example, and prayer, we expand the everlasting joys of heaven for them and us. This is the privilege Jesus has generously given us by making us His fellow workers in God's kingdom. May we be grateful for this gift and responsibility, and may we seek to fulfill this calling each and every day of our lives.
Thank you.